Hey, bud.
Hey, Trev, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. How you been?
Oh, just like everyone else, just trying to get through as best we can. How you dealing with all the coronavirus mayhem that's been going on?
Dude, it is really popping off here, man. Like, there's so many people infected and like so many deaths so far. Like, it's intense, man. It's a little scary. So, been laying low, obviously, listening to a lot of music and just kind of doing a lot of press and just focusing on the new record and the excitement around that, and that's helping, you
Well,
know?
this is forcing bands to do things differently. I mean, as you said, you've got to do the promotion for the new album, but a lot of bands are facing this uncertainty right now. And like you guys were supposed to be doing massive promotion by going out on tour with Testament soon for this. So
Right. Yeah, that's a big blow to us, obviously. That was going to be the biggest tour we've done yet, so it especially hurts. And also, it was going to be right when the album was dropping, you know? So it's going to hurt the sales for sure that we would have gotten out on the tour. And also, if people are still locked down on the 17th, which they will be, they won't be able to go to the store and get the record, you know? But on the positive side, we were lucky to have everything pressed up in time, like just before all the shutdowns of the plants and stuff. So we've been sending pre-orders out like damn early, in hopes of just beating any kind of possible mail shutdown or whatever.
Yeah,
So
right.
the fans are getting the record right now, and which is exciting, you know, something getting some good feedback, which is great. But we're just trying to take it in stride, and you know, gonna get back out on tour as soon as possible. We're praying that we don't have to nix our dates in the summer in Europe. You know, we have some outdoor festivals coming up. And beyond that, we're just planning to get back to normal. So we have a tour brewing for the fall for the States that will be headlining, which I guess will be the Verminous tour, you know, like the first we're back with the new record. So that's exciting. And the lineup for that is like really killer. I can't reveal anything yet because someone will like cut my balls off, you know, but.
Well, see, the upside is, and if there is a silver lining to this, is that when everything gets back going again, the crowds are going to be just even more appreciative, and not only for your own concerts, but for just live music in general, because we've had it taken away from us. So, venues, smaller venues, are just going to be packed. It's going to be such a good time.
Oh yeah, I think so too. You know, that's kind of the light at the end of the tunnel is that I think everyone is going to be so thankful to have shows to go to. They're going to realize they've been taking it for granted, you know, and it's going to come back full swing. But there's definitely a lot of people hurting right now, man. You know, some bands are probably being sent into financial ruin, and there's definitely some venues out here in the States that have been closing because they just like have lost their ass. You know, and so yeah, it's a rough time for everybody, man. So
Yeah,
just
it
trying to
sure is.
focus on the positive and doing a lot of press right now, you know, because this is like one of the few things we can do safely, you know,
Yeah.
talk on stuff. And so like magazines are popping out of the woodwork to get interviewed. You know, I have 10 in a row tomorrow, for example. So you know, I've been trying to maximize my time with this and also, you know, if people get the record now, like the guys that pre-ordered early, they have nothing else to do but listen to it. You know what I mean? Hopefully. So hopefully it'll really get drilled into their skulls, you know?
And the great thing about it is that people will be more inclined, I think, anyway, to listen to the album from start to finish, where a lot of people will just grab singles, and that's just the way it's been with streaming for the last however many years. People pick and choose what they want, but now there's no excuse. Put it on at the start, listen all the way through.
Yeah, you got nothing but time, man. And you know, those singles, it was very hard to choose the singles for the record because I feel like it's such a big variety in the songs, in the song styles that like we couldn't summarize it within just a couple songs. So I definitely recommend people give it a listen. And you know, we tried to make it as dramatic as we could, like a So it'd be a real roller coaster ride all the way through, you know?
It's interesting that you bring that up, that there's different styles, because it was one of the things I wrote down when I was listening to the album again. There's been a shift in sound for the Black Dahlia Murder on this album. The production is fantastic, but there's a different song structure. There's different melodies that weren't present as much on Nightbringers, for example. You know, Dawn of Rats is very much in line with Nightbringers, but within the album, like, Removal of the Oak and Stake, definitely a favourite of mine from the album because it's so different.
Yeah, me too. That's my favourite song from the record for sure. And yeah, it feels like we did do new stuff this time around. You know, I think that we mined from different corners of metal than we have before. There's some classic heavy metal parts, you know, in there. There's the Werewolf's Feast, which is kind of like King Diamond-esque.
Yeah.
You know, and we tried to like really mix up the formula and, you know, put solos in different spots that we never have before and like have more solos overall. And, you know, just it felt exciting, like writing the record, like knowing that we were trying new things. And, you know, it's I still feel like it's recognizable as Black Dahlia Murder. You know, it's not a complete like shift or a left turn or anything, you know, but yeah, it just felt very exciting to make this from the ground up. And, you know, we're in a very creative era of the band here with this lineup. It's like very, it's perfect, I feel like, you know. Brandon coming in before Nightbringers, he's just like a creative force, man. You can't stop the kid. He's, you know, he made a real statement with Nightbringers, but this new record, like, sees him spreading his wings even further, you know. So his stamp is really on this album.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I would go so far, and I just actually tweeted this as well after listening to the album again this morning, was this is the best album you've ever done, in my opinion. And I don't know if it feels like that from your side, but it just feels like, and I hate to use the word mature when we're talking about heavy metal, but it feels like you've grown as songwriters, but you just summed that up as well.
You know, we mature is definitely a word that, like, I think about it too. But I think it makes people raise an eyebrow when you're talking about extreme metal, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it is, man. It's just better songwriting than ever before. More detail in the songs, better dynamics. And me personally, I tried to like step back a little bit with my delivery and not cram as many words and syllables into each song as before in an effort to like let the song breathe. And also, like, just be catchier and, like, hopefully more understandable to the listener, you know? So it's we just tried to be as epic as we could, I think. I think that was kind of, like, the unwritten mission with this record.
Maybe that's what I was thinking. Maybe that's what it was, and I wasn't able to pick it out, that you have stepped back a little bit. And it's funny you said catchy, because I wrote this down. When I wrote down the song structures are different from the previous albums, I wrote, it's catchy as hell whilst remaining dark.
Yeah, man, you know, it's still us. It's still got the Black Dahlia flavor. We don't want to, like, abandon the tried and true formula that we have, but we also have this need, personally, to inject new life into it and to try new things and to, you know, a song like Removal of the Oak and Stake is a, it's a bit slower. It's mid-paced. Mm-hmm. We actually close the hi-hat for once. You know what I mean? Which is just crazy on paper for us. But I love that song. And it's very melancholic. Yeah. And it's very – there's tactics in the songwriting of that song particular that we've never employed before. Like showing the entire verse riff right at the beginning of the song with no vocals. Also showing the chorus with no vocals. You know, there's like a minute at the beginning of the song where I'm not singing. And that's like new ground for us, you know? Like, I'm going to go, like, get a cocktail at the bar during that song, you know?
Was it a conscious effort to do this when you went in as a band? Or was it everyone just brought ideas and said, what if we try this?
I just think it's with the growth of the band and the kind of maturity for us that have been here for a long time. But also just Brandon's, like, creative slant on things, you know. He's really inspiring, and I think he like brought us all up with him, you know what I mean? Like, we're all trying to keep up with him, he's just very creative, very strong songwriter. He just has ideas that never occurred to us, and he he sees music in such a different way and such an educated way. You know, he's the most educated musician we've ever had through the band. And, you know, he also really took the reins of the recording. You know, he, aside from the drums, he tracked all the other instruments. You know, we all went to New Jersey to his home studio, and that gave us more freedom too, to like really see the album fleshed out to a new level of like detail and dynamics. You know, like we had more time to think about things, more time to like retool things. And, you know, he had a lot of great ideas for all the songs, you know, and like even Brian's songs, you know, he had like ideas of like how to like inject little Easter eggs into the songs, like something that would happen only once that would be cool, you know, like, and just, yeah, man, it just feels like a new kind of era since Nightbringers, you know, for us. And this is a really, really exciting time.
Yeah,
for
man,
us.
It should. I'm glad it feels exciting. Because it's yeah, like I said, it's easily turned into my favorite album, and that's a hard thing to do because I was sort of caught up with Nightbringers, like what was the song that I loved on that one? Oh, Catacomb Hecatomb. That was a definite favorite of mine. So it was like, all right, where are you going to go this time? And blown it out of the water. So
thanks, man. Yeah. So awesome to someone say that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's really good to hear and hear, you know, see bands, you know, evolving, I guess. It's not like there are certain bands across the world that have managed to get away with doing the same kind of thing. You think of AC/DC, Motorhead, you know, but that was expected. And I think with Black Dahlia Murder, there is an expectation with you guys because you've been around for so long, and you must feel it yourself, you know, like...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We feel a responsibility to still be the same Black Dahlia Murder that people know. But on the other side of the coin, there's like that selfish want to like make the music more, you know, like more mm-hmm. technical, more, you know, with every record, the songs are harder to play. Like that's always been that way. Mm-hmm. And it's just a selfish need, man, to like do more, you know, and there's something about playing a song from Nightbringers live that is better than playing any other song. Like it's just more detailed, more emotive, more realized, you know? So it feels special when you're like making it come across clearly live, you know? And I imagine playing these new songs will be, you know, even more fulfilling in that way.
Mm. Now I've read that you, like so many others, can suffer from writer's block from time to time, but your lyrics always end up becoming so interesting. Do you have a place where, like in your mind where you go that frees it up and you can feel that block coming on so you get away from it?
No, I wish I did, you know. it just seems to happen at the beginning of every record. Like it's kind of like I'm scared to take the jump and write the first song and kind of like define what's going to happen with the rest of the record, you know. It's a big responsibility. And like I said, every time we come back with new songs, the guys are just better and better, you know, so I have to like keep up. And it's intimidating to have these wildly amazing musicians in your band. Like, so, yeah, I just get a little scared sometimes to take that leap, you know, but once you do, it's kind of like tearing off the Band-Aid and, you know, you get back into it. But, you know, there's a lot of pressure on us. There's a lot of eyes on us, you know, and you can look at it in two ways, you know. It can be negative or it can be like, it's amazing. It's amazing that people are waiting to see what I'll do, you know. Not everybody checks out the lyrics, you know, but the people that do, it means a lot to me, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and it's one of those things where I think only, you know, a lyricist can feel this. When you're at the front singing and you look down and people are singing those words back at you and they're meaning it, that must be like goosebumps.
Oh, it is, dude. It's like a drug, man. It's like the best. That's my favorite kind of reaction you can see from people. You know what I mean? Obviously, I'm a singer, so if people take the time to learn all the lyrics to this extreme ass song and can write back to me like that, it's just so flattering and so. You know, I really try hard to honor the music and to honor like the hardest part for me is kind of reading the song and in terms of like dynamics and like the mood that it puts forth, and then making every moment of the lyrics match that roller coaster ride. Mm-hmm. You know, like I really try to like make sure that every part of the song is just like emotionally maximized with the lyrics, you know, like it's a process for sure.
Yeah. Well, man, congratulations on the album. I think it's fucking fantastic. And just promise me one thing, when all this madness is over, that you come back and visit us again soon.
Actually, we have been talking about coming out there. It's in our short list, and we're discussing bands and everything already. So I don't think it'll be too long, honestly, before we get back out there. And I massively look forward to it.
Brilliant. Excellent. Man. Well, thank you so much, dude. I really appreciate it.
No worries, man. Always a pleasure, Higo. You're the man.
All right, buddy. We'll speak again soon. Take care. Stay safe, and we'll see you when you come down.
Right on, dude. You too. See ya.